Radio Prague News.
Health Minister Leos Heger has presented three reform bills that he says will bring better quality health care and better funding for personnel salaries. The Ministry of Finance has filed a criminal complaint regarding a questionable multi-million crown payment made by the government during 2009. And Prime Minister Petr Nečas spoke against Holocaust denial on Thursday at a commemorative event held in the Senate marking International Holocaust Memorial Day. Health Minister Leos Heger has presented three reform bills that he says will bring better quality health care, quicker, more accessible emergency service, and extend patients' rights. Mr. Heger said the reforms, which will be presented to the government's Legislative Council in June, would allow health care finances to better cover the salaries of personnel. The ministry is currently overwhelmed with salary protest among hospital doctors whose planned resignation could paralyze some hospital wards. He confirmed on Thursday that he had received a go-ahead from the government coalition to negotiate with the dissatisfied doctors, but declined to elaborate, saying he would like to convey the plan to the doctors first. The Ministry of Finance has filed a criminal complaint regarding questionable multi-million crown payments made by the Office of the Government during 2009. Police sources say the case involves an overpriced order for audiovisual equipment from the private company PromoPro that was assigned without an official tender. The equipment was to be used for events surrounding the Czech EU presidency in the first half of 2009. The order was justified as exempt from tender as PromoPro was said to have an exclusive position on the market in question. An in-depth audit of the Office of the Government carried out by the Finance Ministry found that claim to have been unsubstantiated and untrue. The audit found that while the approved expenditure for audiovisual equipment was 85 million, PromoPro had charged the government more than three-quarters of a billion crowns, 525 million of which it received directly. Prime Minister Petr Nečas warned against Holocaust denial on Thursday at a commemorative event held in the Senate marking International Holocaust Memorial Day. The Prime Minister said that the denial of the Holocaust was an evil of today that is a direct continuation of the evil of yesterday. The commemoration was also attended by representatives of the Federation of Czech Jewish Communities, Holocaust survivors, Romani representatives, and politicians. International Holocaust Memorial Day marks the liberation of the largest Nazi extermination camp in Auschwitz on January 27, 1945. Now turning briefly to the weather, currently cloudy conditions are expected to remain over the coming days with snow and temperatures slightly below freezing. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.